here's the final one. I did a Google search for forgive and forget, and there's songs and everything about this. And forgive and forget is just such a widely used term. Some Christians believe it's in the Bible. It's not in the Bible. The closest that we get to it is in Hebrews 8, where God says that their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. But that's not God forgetting. That's God choosing not to remember. And that's not quite the same. And in practice, it's impossible to forget things. Even if you develop Alzheimer's disease, you may not necessarily forget really traumatic events that have happened earlier in your life. So it's just not possible to forget. So forgiveness is not the same as forgetting. And we shouldn't mistake the two. It's not a biblical principle. Jesus doesn't teach that we should forget things that have happened to us. And remembering them enables us to face up to them, to forgive the person, to hand them over to God. So these are our four myths that Florence thought about a few years ago, and I think busting these myths is a very helpful way of getting to a place where we can actually forgive. So what's the message here? The message is quite simple. It's that those who have received God's forgiveness should extend it to others. The problem is that it is a very, very difficult thing to do. We need to face up to what forgiveness really is. We need to bust the myths in our minds. And the final thing is we need to remember that we're following the example of somebody who modeled this. Jesus didn't just teach about forgiveness. He modeled forgiveness. Jesus was terribly wronged by the Jewish leaders who convicted him at a kangaroo court, even though he had done nothing wrong. He was terribly wronged by the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate, who handed him over to be crucified, even though he knew he was innocent. He was terribly wronged by the Roman soldiers, who flogged him mercilessly and drove nails into his hands and into his feet. Jesus was terribly wronged. And what did he say when they were nailing him to the cross? What were his words? He said, "When I come back from the dead, I'll get even with them." No, he didn't say that at all. He said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." He wasn't excusing what they did. He didn't say it doesn't matter. He acknowledged the wrong that had been done to him. But he hands them over to his father and says, "Father, you deal with them. Forgive them." And that is the model we're following in our Lord Jesus Christ. And I felt when I saw the subject I'd been handed for today, I thought, I've really been given the short straw out of this series. This is such a difficult thing because it comes so close to us. We all find it difficult. And yet, Jesus is saying, those that have received God's forgiveness must extend it to others. And the only way I thought I could finish this off was perhaps by asking you if you feel convicted by this parable, as I felt, maybe to join me, just follow along as I'm praying here, because I feel this is a very searching and very convicting parable, and yet unforgiveness is a prison for ourselves. It poisons us. Remember, we're not doing anybody any harm by not forgiving them. We're harming ourselves. So it's as much, not just about following Jesus, as about experiencing healing and wholeness ourselves as we diffuse the poison and release the person back to God. So here's a prayer. Let's just bow together, and if you agree with me, just follow along with this prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have shown compassion to us and have forgiven our sin and cancelled the debt we owed to you, which was so great we could never repay it. Help us to forgive others as we have been forgiven fully and freely. If we are struggling with unwillingness to forgive someone who has wronged us, help us to do so and free us from a spirit of unforgiveness which is poisoning our relationship with you and with others and ultimately harming us. Help us to follow the example of Jesus and draw upon his resurrection power. Help us, Father, to sincerely pray those words Jesus taught us. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. In Jesus' name, amen.